Diane Watson. We're so excited about Dish Omaha, KVNO's resident foodie.
Hey, hi, Jeff. I'm so excited to be doing the show on your segment. It's going to be so much fun. One of the things that we've talked about that I really want to share with our listeners is what a vibrant food community we have here in Omaha. There's an incredible history. There's an amazing amount of restaurant life happening, food festivals, restaurant people who are doing magnificent things, and we're going to explore it all. We're going to learn together, and we're going to share that with our listeners.
Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Is it true that Omaha has more restaurants per capita? I've always heard that.
Yeah.
Is that still the case?
So I've done some research on that. I think it kind of depends on how you do the math, but I certainly like that designation, and I think we should continue to celebrate it and try to look at all those thousands of restaurants together.
And you're not going to be doing restaurant reviews?
No, no, I don't really like restaurant reviews. I think it's more a situation where let's learn and explore and dive into what's happening in the Omaha food scene.
And so celebrate it.
Exactly. You took the word right out of my mouth. Exactly.
Now I'm even hungrier.
Because food, you know, for me is about connection. It's about getting together with people. It's about celebrating. It's about mourning. It's about reuniting, all those things, whether you're going to a five-star restaurant, a food truck, or a food festival. It's the commonality.
And your connection to classical music, you have a love of classical music.
I do.
And it's connected to food.
It is from an early age. So funny story, I'm the oldest of four girls, and my dad and mom always loved classical music. And when I was a little kid, Hinky Dinky grocery store, now I'm dating myself, would sell classical music albums in the store for 99 cents.
That.
Do you really?
I do remember
great.
Yes, dating myself now too.
And I think you had to, you know, buy something like $10 or $20 worth of groceries. So my dad bought all of those records, and to the point where once you had enough, you got that little cardboard house that they could live in. So he would play these albums at dinner, you know, much to the groans of his daughters. But then he made it interesting by saying, the first one of you who can name the composer can get out of dish duty. So my sisters and I would sneak around listening to classical music on the sly to get out of drying dishes or having to load the dishwasher. So I would come home from school and find my, you know, 9-year-old sister listening to Dvorak. You know, it was great.
And you were listening to classical music while you were cooking dinner with the family and eating,
so that,
and it was part of the ritual?
That just led to, I mean, I worked for the Omaha Symphony for a number of years. I have such an affinity for classical music. To me, it's connected to great food times, to preparing food. I have a cooking show on YouTube, and I listen to classical music as I prepare to film.
And one of the things that you do on YouTube, you're known as the leftover chef.
Yes, leftover chef. I'm all about food sustainability and how to keep food out of our landfills. It's the biggest thing that enters our landfills, if you can believe that, in a place where there are people who are food insecure. So my show on YouTube is about taking leftovers and rather than simply reheating them or throwing them away, repurposing them into something new.
So dumb question. I bring home half a cheeseburger on surprise. You can work with that.
I have 3 episodes about
not
half
that
a
I'm
cheeseburger
going just so you know, not that I'm going to probably have a leftover because what I do often is I'll have the left. Do you ever do this? You take the leftover home thinking, well, I can't eat this whole thing in the restaurant. And you take it home and you finish it there. I do that with
sometimes
pizza.
I just eat it in the car.
Yeah. So, but you take a burger, fries,
absolutely.
Or pizza.
My first 3 episodes were half a burger and French fries. So perfect. Yeah. Short little episodes to help you keep food out of the landfill. Help
Wonderful.
The planet. Well, I'm so excited, Jeff. This is going to be a great adventure together. And we look forward to sharing with our listeners all of the wonderful things the Omaha food scene has to offer.
It's going to be great. Thanks so much, Diane.
Thank you, Jeff.